Taiwan Special, episode 2 of the week. I lived in Taiwan 10 years, and I have something to say about immigration. Now, see, here's the deal. Everyone wants to be opinionated, and no one wants to listen. I came over to Taiwan because I knew that Americans don't understand other countries enough. And so, look, if you've not lived in another country, a different language. I'm not even going to say England. If you've lived in England 10 years, okay, in a British speaking. If you've lived in a non-American English-speaking country, whatever, another country, the same language for 10 years, okay. But if you have lived in a country that speaks a different language than your own for 5 years, okay. But if you haven't done that, then I strongly ask you to think that if you haven't walked a mile in a man's shoes, you don't know what his problems really are. Everyone has problems, but you don't know what they are if they're not your problems. So we want to help, but just because you want to help doesn't mean that you can. You can know that a piano is out of tune, but that doesn't mean you can tune it. You got to call someone that knows what they're doing. It's one of the things that makes the piano a unique instrument. It's one of the only instruments, if not the only instrument, where the musician doesn't know how to tune his own instrument. You might be used to tuning a guitar. You might be used to tuning your trumpet or your saxophone, but tuning a piano just because you hear that it's out of tune doesn't mean you know how to tune. Pardon me. I had a Rubio moment and just had to get water. Immigration is something that Americans are not going to understand if they've never lived in another country. So I ask you to proceed listening, being fully aware of what you don't know. I am dealing with my own immigration horror story in Taiwan. I've seen it. I get it. I understand I know what it's like. The issue with immigration comes down to suitable law. We have to have law that makes sense. Dreamers. I think entering a country without going through immigration, without going through border inspection, sneaking over the border, illegally entering a country without their border authorities giving you the sniff test, is, the day that that's allowable is the day that you allow someone to walk into your house without knocking or asking or without even knowing you. Can't do it. Can't be in a country illegally. Just by being there, you're illegal. Can't do that, man. There are young children who have been made victims. They weren't victims of America's bad governance. Everybody's a victim of America's bad governance. American people are a victim of bad immigration laws. Immigrants, good people who want to get into the country but can't, are victims of America's bad governance. Maybe America should offer them a settlement. Maybe America should say to immigrants who've had trouble, we owe you guys, so we'll give you something. Maybe a settlement's in order. I mean, if they had good laws to begin with, then we wouldn't have a problem. Maybe. But you can't enter a country illegally. You can't sneak over the border, man. You can't do that. Good people don't do that. A citizen, an American citizen sneaking over the border to get in the country? Unless they're running from some crime, I don't have a problem with that. Maybe they're being chased by bad guys or something. I mean, if you're an American, you can go in. You shouldn't sneak over the border, but maybe it's understandable. But if you're not an American and you sneak over the border into America, that's bad, man. Good people don't do that. Good people don't do that. And what kind of person is going to not know that that's not okay? Maybe that's a good person who doesn't know it's bad. Well, if someone's going to sneak over the American border and they don't know that that's really bad, then what else are they not going to know is really bad? Are they going to think that the way to solve problems is to go threaten to beat people up? Are they going to think that maybe, like in, you know, the neighborhood they grew up in, that if your music is playing too loud, that the solution is to throw rocks and break your windows? Because that's how they grew up learning to do it. And it works because it keeps the peace, because nobody wants their windows to get broken. So they're nice. You know, like it really does work for them, but it doesn't work here. You know, if someone doesn't know that sneaking over the border into someone else's country is bad, what else are they not going to know? So America's government has victimized many people. They victimized immigrants of the world. They victimized the American people simply by having laws that don't make any sense. This isn't about partisan politics. You got to have a law that makes sense. America's immigration laws need to be written by Americans who spent 5, 10, and 20 years living in other countries. That's what immigration laws need to be written by. That's who need to be written by. I'm a what, I suppose. So, the Dreamers. What? After everything I've said, I'm 7 minutes in. After 7 minutes, what does Jesse think about the Dreamers? 7 minutes of talking before this, I've explained all kinds of important ideas. What does Jesse think of the Dreamers? Children can be victimized by their parents. Children don't have a choice where their parents take them. Kidnapped children don't have a choice where their kidnappers take them. And that happens. There's even something about children being kidnapped so that an adult can have a child escort so they can get into America better, and they sneak the child out of the country to escort another adult in. Like, that's happening, apparently. So some child... with the 7 minutes I said before, some child ends up in America. He didn't want to be there. She didn't want to be stuck here. But now English is the language that they've grown up knowing. The streets that they know, the culture that they know, the driving culture, the social culture that they know is American. They would be aliens at home. They'd be foreigners in their own countries. Trying to send people that were raised here who don't know their own language, I mean, trying to send them back is almost as stupid as the whole send the slaves back to Africa nonsense. No, they're here now. So what do you do? Here you offer them something. Sneaking over the border is pretty unforgivable. So, if someone like this, in this situation, needs to be, you know, given justice and fair treatment, here's what we do. The parents turn themselves in and can't come back to America ever. ever. They go home. For the child, now adult, American citizenship, on condition that there's no dual citizenship. They may never have citizenship in their home country, or in their home country of their parents, in the home nationality of their parents. If their parents have dual nationality, can't be there either. If their parents change to a new country, can't be there either. They're so cut off from their original life that they can't go back to live with their parents. They can't go back to their parents' home country. So they're cut off from their parents. Their parents did them dirty. So that's the solution right there. I just explained it. I'll say it again. The parents turn themselves in, can't come back to America ever. And if the child, now adult, wants to have American citizenship, that's fine, but no dual citizenship with where they were originally from or where their parents are. Now, they could go visit their parents' country, but that would do it. Now, that'd be optional. If they don't want to take that route, they can go back with their parents. Parents turn themselves in. There's no punishment, only that they can't ever come back. That's it. But if you want to, that's the thing. If one of these kids wants to receive this, they have to, you know, their parents committed a crime. There's your solution. Because, you know, and it's optional. It's optional. Oh, but one other thing. This is important. This seems not important, but this is important to have justice. We have to give justice. We can't just give the thing that everybody's going to understand. We have to give justice. This is important. If one of these children, now adults, decides that they don't want to take the American citizenship option, that they want to go home, they're going to be aliens in their home country. So America should give them a type of a certificate or an official recognition, or contact their government with verifiable proof, verifiable documentation. This child was forced to enter America illegally as a child. They're not guilty of any crime for this alone. But they were here. They have native English. They were in America, out of their own country. We'll certify this. So if they go back to their home country and they have trouble, you know, this is why. They are like a foreigner kind of in their home country. And, you know, another important thing too is, I mean, it might be hard for them to get work back in their home country, but they could teach ESL maybe. They might be ideal ESL teachers, because they would, by way of their parents, understand their own culture. So if the government were to certify that on their way home, that would make it not entirely unjust for them to go home. So they would have a just and fair way to stay and a just and fair way to go back. You know, the real perpetrator would have been the parents. Now, the parents would have said, well, it's worth it. We've got to get to America. Whatever the cost, it's worth it. Well, okay. It did have a cost. And the kid would be able to become an American citizen if that's what the route that they want to take. And if they don't, then they would be able to go home and have some proof that they were in America, which might help them with some type of an English-speaking or American culture-related career. So that's my long and short version, but I don't make excuses for people. And the big thing is this: if you're going to have an opinion about these topics, anything related to immigration, you need to have lived in another country 10 years with your own language, 5 years with a foreign language. And if you haven't done that, take your opinion and just set it down and listen to the people who do have experience with that. See you tomorrow.